Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful for the opportunity to pray for you on April 10th, 2019. And I'm sure that today has plenty of trouble of its own. So just stay in this day and don't look back with regret and try not to worry about the future, because Jesus holds it all in his capable hands. He holds your past, he holds your present, and he holds the future in his hands. And there is a glorious future for those of us who call on the name of Jesus. There will be a new body, a new heavens, a new earth, and life is going to be so much different. No more tears, no more weeping. I look forward to that day. And I know that all of this, all the trials that you're going through right now, means something in the kingdom of God. Rest there and know that he has you in his hands. We are reading in Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17 in the NET, the New English Translation. It says this: "Then they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to trap him with his own words. When they came to him, they said to him, 'Teacher, we know that you are truthful and do not court anyone's favor, because you show no partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?' But he saw through their hypocrisy and said to them, 'Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it.' So they brought one, and he said to them, 'Whose image is this, and whose inscription?' They replied, 'Caesar's.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' And they were utterly amazed at him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray today we could just truly say these words: we are utterly amazed at you. You were so far beyond anybody's expectation. You were so far more intelligent than anyone could ever expect. You were wholly unexpected, the Savior they didn't even know they needed. And that is who you are. And Lord, I thank you too that as you were having this discourse and you understood that they were testing you, they were trying to trick you, that they were no match for you. But I also love that you had to ask for a coin. The scripture says you had nowhere to lay your head, and you didn't even have a coin to your name. You had to borrow one to make an illustration. So Lord, I understand that it is not by bread that we live, but it is by the words that you speak, every word that you speak. It's not money that we pursue, it is you. It is not livelihood that we chase, it's you. And Lord, for those of us who worry about money, I pray, Father, that you would give us peace. Thank you that you are the owner of everything and we are merely stewards of what you are doing. We thank you that you are great and glorious, that you have it all. And Lord, I pray that we would also act in accordance to 1 Corinthians 9, where our abundance would be a supply for someone else's want, and that someone else's lack, we would supply that. Lord, that there would be equality. Lord, help us to have our eyes open today to the needs of those around us and the needs of the poor. Lord, that we could be a part of the solution to helping others who are broken financially. Lord, and help us to obey the laws of our land and to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. I find this ironic that I'm praying this a few days before tax day in the United States. But Lord, we want to honor you in our wealth. We want to honor you with the way we spend our money. We want to honor you with our tithes and our offerings. We want to honor you in the way we spend our money, the way we steward what you have given us. Lord, we want to be good and faithful stewards and servants to what you have entrusted to us. We understand the responsibility of it is great. And we also understand that how we spend our money is an indication of how much we love you. And so, Lord, would you just do an audit of our purses today, audit of our wallets, audit of our budgets, and help us to find ways where we can bless you, bless your people, take care of those who are hurting and needy, and to realize that none of what we have is really ours. It's all yours. We want to hold things loosely, Lord, and we want to stay in that place of amazement at your provision and who you are, not at our own provision and who we are. We are utterly amazed by you. That's how I started this prayer today, and that's how I'm ending it. We are amazed at you, Jesus, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful that you join me day in and day out on this endeavor of praying through the Gospel of Mark. Stay tuned in May. We'll start a new series of verses, and I don't know what it is yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I know, as I've been praying about it. Also, follow me on @MaryDeMuth on Instagram, and you can see some of the Lenten art I've been doing for the season of Lent. Easter's coming soon, and it's been really a great exercise to experience the Lord through the medium of art. And in light of that, I just pray that today would be a day where you could rest in knowing that God is Jehovah Jireh, your provider.